President Obama recently signed into law a major overhaul of a 1976 statute that was intended to get hazardous chemicals off the market. The president says even when it first became law, the Toxic Substance Control Act, or TSCA, was already outdated and ineffective.
The law placed demands on the EPA that were so tough, so onerous, that it became virtually impossible to actually see if those chemicals were harming anybody. In fact, out of those original 62,000 chemicals, only 5 have been banned. 5.
Because of the shortcomings of the law, Massachusetts and many other states issued their own chemical safety regulations. But as Jill Kaufman reports, the new TSCA law strips away some local authority.
TSCA will radically change how the federal government oversees thousands of chemicals used in products and at places of work. And it significantly expands the number of chemicals subject to federal regulation. Since TSCA's initial passage in 1976, thousands of chemicals have come onto the scene, most without the EPA testing them for their effect on human health.
Which we're going to finalize tonight with the final passage.
Republican Senator David Vitter from Louisiana is one of the bill's key writers. He says TSCA's overhaul was long overdue.
We needed to fully protect public health and safety. We also needed to ensure that American companies, which are world leaders today, do not get put behind by a regulatory system which is overly burdensome and unworkable.
In the final bill, we were able to make important exceptions to the preemption provisions.
And this is Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer from California talking about the bill's major sticking point, preemption provisions, which mean going forward, the EPA can potentially override state chemical safety regulations. But
when EPA announces the chemicals they are studying, the states still have up to a year and a half to take action on these particular chemicals to avoid preemption until the EPA takes final action.
Boxer's advice to states, get going on your regulations. And they've been doing that for years. For instance, in 1998, Vermont lawmakers forced industry to clearly label their products made with mercury, like light bulbs and thermostats. Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, along with Minnesota, New York, Louisiana, and Washington State followed. Right now, several states are debating proposals to ban BPA, flame retardants, and formaldehyde. Their concern with the new law? If the EPA chooses to review a chemical for safety before a state does, the states can't go forward for a period of time or maybe at all. An EPA assessment could take up to 3 years.
The concern is that the federal law takes the truly unprecedented step of prohibiting states from taking action on dangerous chemicals.
Mike Beliveau with the Environmental Health Strategy Center in Maine says there's no policy rationale for not allowing states to remain regulators.
It was simply a concession to the chemical industry, which is trying to chill state leadership in moving the market to safer chemicals.
It's not all bad, Beliveau says. For one thing, the EPA will have increased oversight of the chemical industry. And Colton from the American Chemistry Council says it's the EPA who should have the final word on safety regulations.
In order to protect the free flow of interstate commerce and ensure that there are clear and understandable messages to both consumers and the marketplace, you need to have a definitive decision maker. In many cases, states don't have the resources or the expertise to conduct risk evaluations and make truly evidence-based objective decisions about the safety of a chemical.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is one of a dozen AGs who earlier this year jointly told Congress states need to be able to make their own best decisions. And the AGs remain committed to preserving the authority of states and local government. Also in this coalition, Vermont Attorney General William Sorrell, who says in the end, states didn't get a full loaf, but they got more than a half.
We raised about 7 different issues with the bill back in January. Most of those were addressed, not all.
What wasn't addressed? What happens if the EPA sets a safety standard weaker than a state's? In a recent blog post, one notable environmental group wrote a memo to state lawmakers and invoked Game of Thrones. The Night's Watch is an underfunded and understaffed cadre of public employees guarding an aging infrastructure against an ancient evil. The fact is, they wrote to the state lawmakers, you still have a critical job to do. And in the parlance of Game of Thrones, your watch has not ended. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.